Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 199 for Wednesday, December 24th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Wednesday morning due to pressure from the soy complex and the higher Canadian dollar. ICE futures markets in Canada close at noon Central Standard Time today, so pre-holiday positioning will likely be a feature. Values were 1 to just under $2 below unchanged. The most active March contract was at $434.80 per ton. Follow-through selling after yesterday's losses also sent values lower. The Canadian dollar was higher against its U.S. counterpart, which helped make canola less attractive on the international market. The soybean crop in South America is generally expected to receive more rain over the next few days. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were stronger, which limited the losses. Farmer selling is virtually non-existent today, giving the market some added strength. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 to 3 cents weaker, with the March contract checking in at $10.41 a bushel. The market appears to be locked in a neutral, sideways trading range and won't likely make any breaks in the lead-up to the Christmas break. Scattered light to moderate showers and thunderstorms are forecast for Argentina and parts of Brazil today. Chinese soybeans were higher overnight, while soy meal and soy oil were both lower. Corn was 2 cents weaker on light commercial buying, with the March contract sitting at $4.11 per bushel. Volumes are thin right now, and the path to least resistance is to the upside. The U.S. hog herd came in higher than expected, which should bolster corn values. U.S. wheat was 8 cents weaker, with the March contract at $6.28 per bushel. Values were correcting themselves before the Christmas break, while the strong U.S. dollar also is curbing exports on the international market. A Russian official repeated that country's stance it will move to slap export duties on its wheat, but one American analyst said traders should wait for that to happen and not to assume Russia will actually make good on its promise. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.